This is the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for July 4th. If Torchwood Asylum was a quiet drama, and Torchwood the Golden Age a frenetic return to formula, then Torchwood the Deadline is a return to character-driven storytelling, the first of the three audio plays to actually really do that. Phil Ford knows these characters well. He demonstrated that in Something Borrowed. What lifts this episode up is the fact that we get into their heads, get into the relationships between the characters, making the characters more real and less cardboard cutout than in the previous two episodes. Asylum, the characters were just there, and Golden Age, the characters did what they always do. Here we go into new territory with Ianto Jones in particular, with a really compelling monologue, the sort of thing you can only get away with in an audio play, at a comatose Jack's bedside. He gets into the emotional trials and tribulations of having a relationship with somebody who's clearly going to live so much longer than you. Ianto wonders aloud if he's going to be just a blip on the radar for Jack, and you can't help but look back at the Rose and Doctor relationship and think maybe a conversation like this would have removed a lot of the ambiguity in the Doctor and Rose relationship, which is probably why that was never done in Doctor Who. Rhys and Gwyn make a great crime-busting pair, and Jack has his amusing moments, but is, as I said, comatose for much of the episode. That was a production-driven consideration, but also the cumulative effect in these three radio plays, as in the advertising for Torchwood Children of Earth, is to push Jack ever so subtly more in the background. Eve Miles has been really talked up as the star of Torchwood, as it were, and it makes me wonder about the future of Barrowman's association with the show. Anyway, back to the Deadline. It's a good story. It has some coincidences, such as the introduction of a supporting character that is really shoehorned in there. And it doesn't really explain who these characters are any better than the previous audio plays did. If you just happen not to know anything about Torchwood and turned on the radio, I think you might have been lost. But as I said, the characterization makes this probably my favorite of the three episodes, because we see Gwyn and especially Ianto as different people at the end of the story, subtly so, than they were at the beginning. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for July 4th. I'll have more to say about Torchwood, unfortunately, probably after the American airing of the series. I'll think of something else to say in the meantime. Have a good one.